It's time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith, and discussion on things that are affecting the markets here in the last few days and kind of recap things from this last week. Roy, it looks as though trade's still in a weather market, right?
It really is. We've got some dry areas around the country, including my place, and we've got a lot of areas that have gotten some rainfall. So the rainfall kind of makes the market subdued. It just acts to me like the soybean market kind of wants to go higher here, that maybe we put in a low early part of the week or latter part of last week, and a normal seasonal trend would be for a rally now going into the September crop report. So we'll see whether that materializes or not.
What about this time of year in terms of corn action? You know, what are some of the things going on there?
Corn crop is pretty much pollinated everywhere, and from all the reports, the areas where the problems are major are fairly small. And so when you look at a long-term seasonal corn chart from now until about the middle of September, the market just has a slight tendency to go down a little bit. And, you know, with the corn a dollar a bushel off the highs that we saw earlier in the summer, why we may have gone down far enough. I guess I look more for a two-sided trade in the corn and maybe a little positive in the soybeans over the next month.
Now, coming up the end of next week on August the 10th, the USDA crop production report comes out, and we're already starting to get some private estimates on that. And those are going to be market movers too, right?
They really will. The thing that you need to be wary of on this August crop report is that it's still a guess. And I guess you might say the September one is too. But by the time we get up to September, they're doing some measurements and taking some samples and so forth. But with the tight supply situation that we're in here right now, even a good guess by the government is probably going to have a tendency to move the market depending on whether it's bigger or smaller than they anticipate.
We'll get another supply and demand report come out here pretty soon, and market will be watching that, I suppose, too, huh?
Well, that's true. According to my calendar, the supply and demand report comes out the same day as the August crop production report, so those two things coming together, there's going to be a lot of guesses going into that and a lot of shade tree analysis coming out of it, I guess I'd say.
All right, let's look ahead to next week. And we mentioned the reports. Are there anything else that we need to be watching?
This is a time of year when, you know, basically the crop is made, at least at corn and soybeans. It's still going to depend a lot on how much rain we get in at least the first two or three weeks in August, because areas that are dry, like my place, if we would get 2 or 3 inches of rain, it certainly is plenty early enough to give the yields a big boost. So kind of, you know, we're the dog days of summer when nothing much happens in terms of field work, and in general, usually nothing much happens in terms of the markets.
For folks that would like to get more information, where do they go?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
All right, very good, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith, with an analysis of the markets, taking a look at items that are influencing the markets. That's this week's chat on 840 Country KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer.